Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Reading Up a Storm by Eva Gates, narrated by Elise Arsenault. Chapter 1. It was a dark and stormy night. I've always wanted to say that. Tonight was the perfect opportunity to do so. A ferocious storm was fast heading our way. It wasn't going to be a hurricane, I was glad to hear, but since I live this close to the ocean, even a smaller storm can be a terrifying thing. Fortunately, the full strength of the tempest wasn't due to arrive for a couple of hours yet, so we were able to continue with our carefully laid, nefarious plan. The big clock over the circulation desk struck 6. Announcing closing time at the Body Island Lighthouse Library on a Monday. Charlene, our academic librarian, wasn't working today, but she'd come in a few minutes ago on a made-up pretext to keep our boss, Bertie James, in her office. I peered out the window. Night had arrived early, as thick clouds heralded the approach of bad weather. A steady line of headlights flashed between the rows of tall red pines on either side of the driveway, and cars were pulling into our parking lot. Fortunately, Bertie's office was in the back of the building, where she didn't have a view of the road.
"Coast clear, Lucy?" said a voice above me.
I turned and glanced up. Ronald Burkowski, the children's librarian, was peering over the railing of the iron stairs, spiraling like the inside of a nautilus shell, ever higher to the upper levels.